This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress is concerned that Obamacare is actually concealing the funding of abortion, even late-term abortions, in the Affordable Care Act. In 2009, the president said there would be no funding of abortion in his health care bill, and the bill itself calls for full disclosure of which plans cover or do not cover abortions. Representative Chris Smith is sponsoring new legislation to provide such clarification. Just after an abortion clinic in Virginia sued to block clinic safety standards in state law, that very same clinic botched its second abortion in 3 months. This clinic, suing to block safety standards, is the same abortion clinic that, when inspected under the law they seek to block, was criticized in nearly every aspect of their practice, as detailed in 63 pages of deficiencies. Falls Church Healthcare abortion business is located just miles from the nation's capital. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, California nurses will soon be doing first-term aspiration abortions. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill which pro-life advocates say trivializes what an abortion is and its risks. And Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America is trying to redefine the war on women. She says the war on women is a civil war waged on women by abortion advocates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.